B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, we have some hopeful words from Michael J. Fox, Lori Loughlin in lockdown, but first, it's what America needs right now, the Goop gift guide from Gwyneth Paltrow, because there's nothing that says America like a $2,000 Ouija board. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, so that's fancy one. Ghost.
For folks not so familiar with the Goop concept, for Gwyneth, what's the deal?
Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow decided to have her own lifestyle website. It's called Goop, and basically she hawks her highfalutin lifestyle with things like, you know, $2,000 Ouija boards, sweaters that cost more than your mortgage, and candles that smell like things that you wouldn't talk about
body
with your
parts?
Dad.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. So there you go.
All
so
right,
this
so
year's
Goop.
Christmas, it's like the Sears Christmas catalog for people of questionable taste. I'm just going to get to the good stuff first.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
For $15, you can buy your loved one a 128-page coloring book.
Wow.
It's called the, I can't say it, but I'm going to rhyme it. It's called, and she likes to talk about body parts.
Yeah.
It's called the Rhymes with Mulva coloring book. Perfect for the kids.
Oh, rhymes with Mulva.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Coloring book. Anybody?
Not Dolores. Mulva.
Dolores. Okay, Mulva. It's your Aunt Mulva.
Yeah, so anyway.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. The other things that are on this thing, the Ouija board.
$2,000
checker set. I know. Crazy candles. You know that one. The famous one for Goop is "This smells like my lady bits."
Yes,
and now there's one that smells. This smells like my prenup candle. There's another one that smells. I don't want to. I can't even candles that you just really don't want to put out in mixed company.
Yeah, what is she trying to prove here? What is going on?
Well,
she
on
wants
the
to
one
be
hand,
wacky,
she's,
funny.
She's being wacky and funny.
Yeah.
And she's also demystifying, you know, the undercarriage.
Yes, yes.
Like when you go under a car and you're like, that's the time. Anyway.
Demystifying
the undercarriage by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can get all
it's
of
like
this
a
information.
Drive-through car wash.
Yeah,
you can just mystify your undercarriage.
Yeah, you can just. Yes, you can mystify. Right.
See?
So there's a bunch of things. We'll put them up at WROR.com. You got to check it out, and we'll post it there.
Yeah.
So,
good luck looking that up.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Hey,
yeah.
Lori Loughlin, she's a wreck in prison. She's currently serving 2 months for the college admission scandal. She's afraid that something might go wrong or that her time can be extended. She's going to be there till after during Thanksgiving and after Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it must
bad
be.
Bad time.
Yeah, it must be really
You know, how about put me in Jan-Feb, okay?
Right, when nothing's going
right.
on.
Right. Lose a few pounds.
Oh,
come
my,
out.
Yeah, the post-Christmas stuff.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
oh, I got
what
a little been... boo baby. Maybe
yeah.
I should go to jail.
Right. the shame with her, she doesn't need to lose weight.
Oh, anyway, so good luck to her. It'll be over before you know it. And Michael J. Fox.
So sincere.
I know.
You should become her pen pal.
I know, really.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, the things. Michael J. Fox is working on his fourth memoir. He's talking about how his guitar playing is no good, his sketching is no good. He has Parkinson's. He's been dealing with this
he's
for decades.
Rough, man.
And he says he has some short-term memory stuff. He just had major surgery. He had a benign tumor on his spine, and then he fell and broke his arm and had to learn to walk again. But you know what? He said he still is optimistic. Optimism, he said, is sustainable when you keep coming back to gratitude. And what follows from that is acceptance. And accepting that this thing has happened, you accept it for what it is.
That's... He's always had such class.
Oh, I know.
About it. And very inspiring for folks.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
He really has, because he still, as I say, lived a life full.
Yeah, so the No Time Like the Future will be released on November 17th. Yeah. You know, we could all use a little bit of optimism.
And humility. And,
a candle that smells like fun things.
Yep. Aunt, who is it? Your aunt?
No, that's the coloring book.
Oh, that's the coloring
book.
Mulva.
Oh,
yeah, right. Aunt Mulva.
She's an Aunt Mulva.
Somebody must. Anywho. 6:49. Morning Court's going to be in session.
Oh, boy.
We always need a jury of our peers. That's good luck finding that, but hopefully you'll help out after 7:10.
New York is everything they say.
It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 6:57. Great weather today, too. LBF will tell you all about that good news coming up. Weather news. But we have somebody on the phone who has a comment about the dirty laundry you just mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, what's up?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What's happening?
Well, after listening to LBF's Dirty Laundry of Michael J. Fox and Huey Lewis, I was reminded today is Back to the Future Day. It was the day time travel was invented.
What?
November 5th, 1955.
Really?
That's
so crazy.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yep, November 5th, 1955.
Oh, he just traveled back. You just lost
flux of genius.
Yeah, that's the day that Doc was standing on his toilet and bumped his head.
Ah,
oh, my God, that's so great. Thank you for telling us.
The capacitor was invented on this day.
Well, just a little tidbit for the day. No reason to
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great.
Of course, November 5th, 1955.
What? Okay, what happened?
That was the day I invented time travel. I remember it vividly. I was standing on the edge of my toilet, hanging a clock. The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink. And when I came to, I had a revelation. A vision. A picture in my head. A picture of this. This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.